All right, Alexander, let's talk about the UK and the US, the meeting between Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, and US President Joe Biden. And what a meeting, at least what we got to see. The two gentlemen sitting in the Oval Office, and good on Boris Johnson to take questions. Of course, when it came time for Biden to take questions, they rushed the journalists right out of the room, right out of the Oval Office. They did not allow the President of the United States to field friendly fire questions from reporters. These are reporters that are on his side. They actually filed a complaint. This is, at least, is the story that we're getting, is that the reporters have actually filed a complaint to Jen Psaki over the fact that they're not allowed to give any questions to Biden. It's happening all the time now, to be quite honest. Biden just doesn't take questions. The other world leader takes questions. But look, the substance of the meeting, Alexander, the optics of the meeting. What do you think? Boris meets Biden. There were a lot of reports saying that Biden is playing 5D chess and he's punishing Boris because Boris supported Orange Man and he liked Orange Man. And Biden is playing a little carrot and stick with Boris Johnson. That's how Politico presented it, actually. Biden is playing carrot and stick with the UK Prime Minister because of his allegiance to Trump. But at the same time, he throws him some carrots because of the special relationship between the UK and the US. That Joe Biden, 5G geopolitical chess player that he is, what do you make of the meeting between the two men?
I think some of the people who write these things are living on another planet, actually. What I took away from this meeting was that the British-American relationship is stuck. I mean, it's going down, it's going south. Now, briefly, I think the British were hoping that the announcement of AUKUS with Australia, Britain, the United States would catapult relations between Britain and the United States to a new level, that there'd be a new special relationship. That's what I was reading about in the media between the United States and Britain, at least the British media were talking it this way. The British had real hopes of this summit. What they came up with instead was a president who, again, frankly, wasn't taking questions, didn't seem to be particularly focused, didn't want to talk about the AUKUS announcement or the nuclear submarine deal. It's really, really extraordinary. If you read the readouts and the transcripts of the various interactions and talks between Johnson and Biden, and by the way, Johnson and Kamala Harris also. I mean, this is the other feature of this very strange administration, that he talks as much with the vice president as he talks with the president, which I find very bizarre, by the way. But anyway, if you read about it, there's nothing about AUKUS there at all, or the nuclear submarine deal that's been announced, or any of that. But what we get instead: no free trade deal between Britain and the United States. That's not coming. That's nowhere on the horizon. And Britain must adhere to the Northern Ireland Protocol. In other words, it must do what the European Union wants it to do over Northern Ireland. So the British came away, I think, utterly empty-handed. They'd been expecting that, AUKUS, the nuclear deal, all of that would lead to some sort of big breakthrough. And they discovered that they were making no progress at all. And this isn't because Biden is playing five-dimensional chess. Why would he want to play five-dimensional chess with Boris Johnson? Why would any US president want to play five-dimensional chess with Boris Johnson? Anybody who knows anything about diplomacy knows anyway that that is not how diplomacy is conducted. It is, again, because this administration is unable to change positions, to take new lines and new departures, because there is no one competent enough or strong enough in the administration to take or forge a new course. So we have the administration on one day drifting into this announcement with AUKUS and the nuclear submarines, and then the next day it turns round and gives the British nothing. And the British come away disappointed, and another friend, an ally of the United States, feels disappointed with the way the United States is treating him.
Yeah, so the distraction from the media is that the British came away victorious. And how did they come away victorious? Because they're going to be hosting this COP 26, the COP26 Environmental Summit in the UK. And Joe Biden was gracious enough to say that he is looking forward to the event, anxious to attend. He will be there, I quote, with bells on, is what he told Boris Johnson. A lot of video on that at that exchange is all over the internet as well. And Biden pledged during his UN speech, as well as to Boris Johnson, that he's going to be throwing a ton of money at climate change in this COP26 environmental summit. So they're making it out to be like Boris Johnson met Biden and he's leaving not only with Biden coming to the summit, but he's leaving with a ton of cash for his environmental summit causes. That's the distraction.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's what is the default thing when the administration has nothing to say on anything of substance, when they have nothing to talk about on free trade. And let's be absolutely clear, a ton of cash for an environmental causes is a peanuts compared to the importance of a free trade deal for Britain and for the Johnson government. So, I mean, this is just token money. But when the administration can't deal with the substance, what do? They fall back on the two default topics they always bring up in these kind of situations where they've got nothing else to say. So they talk either about the environment or they talk about the pandemic. It's either one or the other. And that's also now becoming a pattern. So with some people, with some people, you talk about the pandemic. You don't really want to talk about that too much with Boris Johnson, who's got issues about it in Britain. So this time it's the climate and in the environment, and that's going to have a big conference with lots of people, lots of money, all the canapes, all the champagne. Well, actually, English sparkling wine probably, but nothing actually of substance gets done. We have a foreign policy that operates in a vacuum where appearance is now replacing substance. It's replacing action. So we don't have real action, real decisions taken anymore. We have these decisions to meet and talk about something which we know isn't really going to be solved or anything practical get done. We're going to have it all done in London. It's going to be about the climate, but that's a nice way of making Boris Johnson feel that, you know, he's come away from meeting the president and Kamala and he's come back to London with something. I'm going to tell you straight away, people in Britain, in the political class, are not going to be impressed with this. They were looking for progress on a trade deal, and it's not appeared.
Yeah, it's all optics until reality hits. But you couldn't. We called this actually in many videos if Trump would have won the elections, then they would have had a trade deal, right? Yeah. That was a given. But the fact that Biden got in there, we said that Biden will do everything in his power to push the UK once again into a pro-EU state. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's pushing. Exactly. He couldn't give them a trade deal because Biden's ultimate goal is to get the UK into some sort of compromise position with the European Union so that the UK can once again fall into the orbit of the EU in one form or another. That's Biden for you. And it makes sense why the UK establishment and the UK media supported Biden so much, because they also want the UK to fall back into the EU's orbit. So
that's exactly,
there you go.
That is exactly. I mean, that's the underlying policy in Washington. I mean, there were these two discussions, one with Boris Johnson, which took many hours, involved physical meetings, and came up with this tokenism of this summit in London to discuss the in England to discuss the environment, and which is of absolutely no substance whatsoever, and which didn't result in a free trade deal. And by the way, the British are now so desperate that they're even now apparently asking around whether perhaps the only, you know, the way to do it might be to try to get the, you know, the successor to NAFTA extended to include them, so that they become, you know, part of a free trade arrangement with the US or Canada and Mexico. I mean, I have to say, I don't think that's going to happen, but I mean, that's how desperate the British are becoming about this, because this administration will never give them that free trade deal. And I think that's increasingly now the reality. But by contrast, we have the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And we've just done another video about this, having a chat with the French, in which he talks about enhanced European security and gives a hint that he might be prepared to concede a European army. Now, that is a substantive concession. I don't think it's going to happen. But if it does happen, the British will be extremely furious and very alarmed. And, of course, people in Britain, especially people in the Remainer camp, are saying, look, you see what's happened. We've left the EU. And now the Europeans are putting together their military and security structures. And we are excluded. And the Americans aren't on our side. So you could see the way this is all playing out, and it's not playing out well.
Yeah, the leadership in the UK, the people in the UK, they probably know this, but I'll say it. The globalists are not going to stop punishing the UK for Brexit. They are not going to stop. And there you have Joe Biden, the ultimate puppet, empty suit globalist, trying to punish the UK. What do you make of Boris Johnson's statements about the other ultimate globalist puppet, Macron? He had some pretty interesting statements about France and the AUKUS deal and Macron, which didn't go over too well.
No, they didn't go over. I thought, if I'm going to be straightforward about it, I thought they were needlessly rude. I don't think Boris realised how rude they were. I think in his usual flippant and sometimes frivolous way, he made some comments in cold French. Bizarre, because actually Boris actually speaks good French. So why he had to do that, I really don't understand. But, I mean, they came over to the French as patronising and arrogant and offensive. And that's, of course, going to make the French dig in even more and insist even more strongly that the British must adhere to the Northern Ireland Protocol, which is the real problem for the British. So, I think that Boris needs to start rethinking his approach to foreign policy. He can't rely on Biden. He has to basically control his language a bit more with the French, who have, let's remember, their own issues with the EU. I mean, Macron is an ardent Europeanist, but not all French people are. He might want to be a bit more respectful to the French and start to appeal to the very strong sovereigntist sentiments that exist in France. And I think also he's got to start conducting foreign policy in a more mature and realistic way. Just I wonder whether Boris is up to that.
Yeah, don't be so one-dimensional either. And absolutely, look at the US, look at the world. There's a lot of world there, and Boris has to start going out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he ought to be touring the Pacific now. I mean, he ought to be Japan, with which he did strike a deal, is an obvious country. India too. Countries like Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, rising economies. He ought to be talking to them. The Gulf states, lots of places he could go. And of course, if he was able to screw up the courage to the sticking point, he might even go to Moscow, though I don't see any chance of that. And the last time he was there, he got humiliated by Lavrov, so maybe he doesn't want to go there. But anyway, but he's got, as you absolutely rightly say, he's got to stop playing one-dimensional chess. Biden isn't playing five-dimensional chess. That's nonsense.
But he's playing Legos.
He's playing, exactly. But Johnson is playing one-dimensional chess, and he's letting Britain down by doing it.
All right. We'll leave it there, guys. Go to theduran.locals.com. Join us there. We have all kinds of great content. You'll find a link down below, theduran.locals.com. Duran Shop, 10% off. Use the code REALNEWS. Take care.